First, I want to thank Rabbi and Mrs. Goldschmidt for their cordiality, hospitality, and really, it's I'm very makir tov to Chalal the Goldschmidts and to Rabbi Judah Goldschmidt in particular for the not just being able to work together, but also for his profound friendship. And Baruch Hashem, I also want to as well welcome two other outstanding rabbeim we have in our yeshiva, Rabbi Yossi Fuchs Shlita. He's my model in order to teach me how to behave properly and how to navigate, shall we say, the shoals of life. And he's probably a man with massive expertise in this matter. And as well, of course, Rabbi Yamin Steinman Shlita, who was recently honored at the dinner that the yeshiva had in New York several weeks ago, and really it's a pleasure to have all of them, and obviously we're very makir tov to all of you. Wow, that you were, in your kindness, came here. I'm sure all of you are preoccupied, are busy, and really it's very appreciated. It's a big schus for me personally, and an honor, certainly for the yeshiva, to be able to be in your presence. I'll just perhaps say a short dvar halacha, and then subsequently, just maybe open the floor to questions or discussion, whatever you feel comfortable speaking about. This period of time, of course, is Chazal tell us, Kol Ros Fel Hi Sigua Bein HaMetzarim. The Yerushalmi points out that the Rabbi Yirmiyahu was told, among his many nevuot that he was zochet to see, so one of them was, Makel Shaked Ani Ro'eh U'Panat Netzafona. He saw a Makel Shaked. He saw an almond tree in the process of blossoming. So Chazal, the Yerushalmi tells us, it takes 3 weeks for the almond tree to blossom. And Chazal connected that to this three-year period, Kol Ros Fel Hi Sigua Bein HaMetzarim. And somehow, for some reason, those of us who live here are zochet to live here, and even those who are temporarily here, but hopefully they'll be here eventually on a permanent basis, Be'ezrat Hashem. So I always found in the last 23 years I'm living here as well, that literally all the tzarot seem to somehow come to the fore dafka during this period of time. I won't delineate for you what is happening. I imagine some of you might have some awareness of what's going on in the Har HaBayit area, and not just the Har HaBayit, but also the Chalal in Klal Yisrael. And one of the areas that have to be addressed, which I hope I'll speak a few minutes about after I just say a short V'alocha, is perhaps that issue as well, the issue of Ahavat Chinam, that Rav Kook Zatzal was very fond of propagating, and certainly that's something that we have to pursue to the extent that we can. But I just want to mention, by way of a short V'alocha, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of the following formula, which even though this formula is not necessarily, shall we say, 1,000% accurate, but more or less, from an overall perspective, from a halachic standpoint, there is certainly a basis to this concept. As you know, in Avilut, there are three different, shall we say, domain, three different chumim of Avilut. One is, when, God forbid, a person loses a parent, chas v'shalom, so there's the concept of Shiva, and then subsequently there's the din of Shloshim, and then ultimately there's the din of Yud Bet Chodesh for a father and mother, God forbid, Rachon Litzlan. And there are many different halachot. I'm not going to spell out now those halachot with reference to the three areas. However, Rav Soloveitchik felt that regarding Avilut Tisha B'Av, there's something which is parallel to these to this tripartite dimension. To these three areas, he felt that Tisha B'Av, in this period of time, there's something which is comparable. The Gemara says, the end of Masechet Tanit, the Gemara points out, literally the last daf, the Gemara says that whatever is Noheg B'Avel, Noheg B'Tisha B'Av. Whatever applies to Avilut also applies to Tisha B'Av. And there are some exceptions to the rule. For example, the Gemara says, Bizman HaTalmud, there were Noeg B'Kfiya Tamita, at least they turned the bed over. Tosfos points out in Moikotin, and the Shulchan Aruch actually mentions as well, we don't do that today. Many have the practice, actually, they cover the mirrors in the home. So basically felt that we should cover even pictures, not pictures like this of natural landscapes, but where there are human beings, that should be covered as well. That's in the K'fiyat Tamita. The Gemara says in Moikotin gives an explanation for this Salocha, because of the Tzelma Lokim has been snuffed out, and therefore one should cover up the Tzelma Lokim in the Beit Avel. So that din is not knowing today. We don't turn our beds over and the like. And there are other things as well, that there are exceptions to the rule. But overall, he felt that there's a parallel between the dinim that apply to Avel, namely the three dimensions, the three tchumim that I mentioned a moment ago, Shiva, Shloshim, Yibet Chodesh, and they are parallel when it comes to these this period of Avelot during prior to Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av itself. What exactly Tisha B'Av is of itself, the Rav had a suffix, whether it's considered to be the day of death or it's considered to be comparable to Shiva. And then regarding Shavua Shechalba, the Rav felt had the Nim Shloshim, and then regarding the 3 week period, the Rav said it was Yud Bet Chodesh. I've examined this matter for the last 40 years, and it's not simple at all. I'm not going to go into details because it will just bore you to tears. I don't want to do that. So I'm just mentioning by way of introduction this parallel that our Soloveitchik was very fond of. But I want to talk about specifically one halacha that is relevant during this 3 week period, starting from Yizayim B'Tammuz all the way till Tisha B'Av. Some of the minhagim we are familiar with, namely not to marry, not to get married during this period of time, during this 3 week period. The halacha is actually that's not really a din in Avelut, because an Avel is allowed to get married. That's clear. But there's another din which is also a very fascinating one of not making Shechiyano during this 3 week period. So I want to just talk about that for a few brief moments. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Bidar Klal, if you have a new pri, or for that matter, someone, that's when I heard Rav Yitzhak Yosef. So Rav Yitzhak Yosef was talking about not having a Chanukah Dabayit. I'm in the course actually right now, I am drowning in cartons. That's the understatement of the year. I never realized how many svarim I have. And now I realize I'm a kind of pasuk. I'm changing the list of the pasuk. Pasuk says, Hizor b'ni asot svarim harbi en ketz. So I'm changing the nusach. Hizor b'ni esof svarim harbi en ketz. And apparently that's what I did. And my wife has been telling me this for years. And I never fully appreciated it till the time that I have to actually pack the cartons of svarim, which has been going on for 4 weeks. I'm not exaggerating, but the guzma. And I'm literally drowning in cartons. Anyway, the kids are, so there is a din that this period is not considered to be a period of mazel, a period of bracha. There are people who have all kinds of fascinating mitzvot. For example, that people will not travel on a plane during the long days. They're worried about Puranut. They're worried about the Tzizmana Puranut. Mikra Din, you're allowed to travel on a plane during the 9 days, and Shum Safek. However, there are all kinds of minhagim that have developed as a result of the fact that people really are magish the this Ben HaMetzarim period. And one of the areas, which is also the area that reflects, is the area of Shechiyanu. Shonok says, you don't make Shechiyanu during this the period. The Magen Avraham has a famous question that the Magen Avraham points out that clearly it's not a din in Avelut, because the Gemara says in Brachot, it's quoted by the Mechab in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, God forbid, loses a parent and then at the same time inherits $1 million, so the Gemara says you make a bracha. And so it clearly is not necessarily a stira to Avelut, but apparently it's reflected of the fact that this is a period of time, as I said, that Lomasam the Milsa. It's not a good period of time, a zman of Simcha for Klal Yisrael, it's a zman of Avelut, and unquestionably, if a person would go ahead, let's say I would win the, I don't know, the Irish sweepstakes. They have such a thing still. If I win the Irish sweepstakes during this period of time and win a lot of money in the middle of the 3 weeks, so the bracha obviously is not on the fact that shechiyanu b'kiyumanu b'gyanu l'zman hazeh, but rather the bracha is on the occurrence. The fact that, or if someone has a pinyan haben, of course you're going to make a shechiyanu, unquestionably. Or let's say a person, in terms of a new beged, a new garment that a person purchases, that's what Yitzhak Yosef pointed out, that having Chanukah Dabayit, and it's best to wait till after. And even Chanukah Dabayit, you don't necessarily make a Shechiyanu by Chanukah Dabayit, but you'll put on a new beged, and you'll make a Shechiyanu. Today it's become very popular for people to make Shechiyanu on all kinds of things. I don't want to get into details on that issue as well. Just had a shiur about it several weeks ago. But whatever the case is, that the fact is that you're making Shechiyanu, as I said, on the occurrence and the like, whether it's the Irish sweepstakes. But the fact is there is a practice not to go ahead and make Shechiyanu during this period of time, because it's Zman, which is Lo Masam Nemilta. And as well, the Ashkenazim have a minhag also, not so much Sfardim, but Ashkenazim, not to eat meat or drink wine during this period of 9 days. That's why Motzei Shabbos, the Ramah, discussed in Shulchan Aruch. I heard myself from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach approximately 47 years ago. I asked him this question directly, and he told me that his minhag is to drink the wine of the Havdalah on this coming Motzei Shabbos Chazon, Kach Shemati Mipiv Kotcho, and the Rav Nevesol told us to me tens of times, it's also quoted in the Svarim, And the reason is because it's hard to find, as I mentioned to someone before, I think I mentioned that it's hard to find. The Mishnah Berurah says you need someone who is, shall we say, we know that Gabi Chinuch, that there is no Chinuch V'Avelot. The Gemara says, in Ma'ikot, the Gemara says, Karan L'Katan Mishumag Bas Nefesh. But there's no Din of Chinuch. However, there is a Din of Chinuch relating to what the Gemara calls Avelot Yishana, which is Avelot, the historical Avelot Chuban Amish, the Gemara Yivamis, says Shani Avelot Chadosha Avelot Yishana. This is called Avelot Yishana. Historical Avelot of the Chuban HaMikdash, much more difficult for us to really connect with it because we never really had a Beis HaMikdash and we don't really fully appreciate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. But whatever the case is, there are distinctions. Taisa is there on the spot over there. Yerbamis points out the distinction between Avelot Chadosh and Avelot Yishana. But anyway, one of the minhagim that developed was Ashkenazi practice. The Ram discussed it in the Dharma, I think on Pei Aleph over there, if I'm not mistaken, of not eating meat during this period of time or drinking wine, etc. And as I said, Sfaradim have there are differences in practice among the Sfaradim relating to this matter. And again, all this is a reflection of, again, of the period of time that we're in. So the period of time is clearly very, very significant, and the Pasuk can bring down, actually, that even this, once you try to be mechanich children regarding Ashkenazic children who follow this practice of not eating meat or drinking wine during this period of time. Even though the Ramah says to give it to a child, shehigia l'chinuch, aval dai lo higia l'chinuch shel Beit HaMikdash, Avilut HaBeit HaMikdash. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes actually over there in that halacha. And that's hard to find. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it's better to drink the wine yourself. And that's what I do, by the way. I'm knowing for 47 years since I heard it from Rav Shlomo Zalman that today my children are older. I have grandchildren. Baruch Hashem, Ken Yirbu. Anyway, so my meaning is to drink, actually, I don't drink wine in general. I think I mentioned many times that the only time I drink wine is really twice a year. Once is I drink wine, on Leil HaSeder, because of Rashbam and Rabbi Psochim, and Rashbam and Balbasa. Twice in Shas, the Rashbam has mentioned that you have to have Yayin HaMishaker. You have to have wine that causes you to get drunk. So I drink what's called Yayin Kal, 3.5% alcohol, which my Balabatim called red water. That is not serious. That's what they tell me all the time. And also, besides the Leil HaSeder on Purim, I drink, like the Ramah says, Yosef Ichden Limudo. Since I'm a teetotaler, I don't drink Bechlau. So I drink a bit more than what I'm accustomed to, which is approximately about this amount, maybe a little bit less. And I go to sleep, and I'm a Kaibad Lo Yoda. So, that's the extent of my drinking. I'm not into. It's not my thing, even though I'm surrounded by people that it is their thing, including some Talmidim in a certain yeshiva I'm associated with. Whatever the case is, there is a practice not to drink wine and not to eat meat, etc. And as I said, that is not connected to Avelot Bechlal whatsoever. On the contrary, that only an Onen is also Basav Yayin. That's what Pasuk Chumash. The Pasuk says in the Torah speaks about La'achalti ba'oni mimenu. That's the parsha of Vidur Maisos that's mentioned in Chumash and Dvarim. So only in Onin is also the bus of the Yayin, if he has Mesa Mutal Lefanov, that's the Mishnah Brachas. But other than that, there's no Iser Ba'ofen Ekroni. And the fact of the matter is that I saw this myself, by the way, I only see it by the Sfaradim, because they're unbelievable. There's God forbid, a person loses a car, there's a concept called Sudat Abra'ah, the first meal. Is essentially brought by others. Usually they eat eggs and things like that. There is a practice to drink wine at that meal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, "Lanibra yain el nachim ba'ot avilim." Lagos Mamelius quotes his practice by Sudat Abra'ah, that avilim actually, they drink wine. And I saw it myself at a number of Nicham avilim that I went to, the Sfaradim, and actually Mekindis, Dibre Chazal. And it's interesting, Chazal, so that's the reason why Noach, right after the Mabul, Noach was in Ovel. The world was destroyed. Vayachal Noach Isha Adama Vayta Karen Vayesh Melayayim Vayishka. Chazal described, Rashi, of course, at great length, talks about what happened, but the reason, the connection, the juxtaposition between the Mabul and that which Noach did was based on this Chazal. Lo Nivra Yayim Lo Nachem Ot Avelim. The world was destroyed, and there was now a modality of Tanchumi Avelim, and therefore he drank wine. The first thing he did, actually, he planted a vineyard. Okay, Rashi and Chazal have what to say about it. Not so, shall we say, in such a positive vein. But whatever the case is, we see from there that there's no connection really to Avelot in the Sudat Abra'ah, where a person obviously is an Avel, where also Lechel Mishalo, and yet that meal, the meal of Sudat Abra'ah, this is a minhag that's quoted by many Sfaradim practice minhag of having, so to speak, drinking away their sorrow. Is that the expression that they use? The Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk actually, Tenu Shochel Sheikhal Oved B'yayin L'mar Nefesh. Someone who's a Mar Nefesh, so he needs Yayin in order to somehow drown his sorrow, as it were. Anyway, whatever the case is, the minhag is not to eat meat or drink wine. It's not kashrut avelo that we see very clearly. And this is an Ashkenazic practice. And Sfadim actually have it during Shavuot Shechalbo. I also know Sfadim who are makpid during the 9 days. Also not to eat meat and drink wine. The Shulchan Aruch actually goes different opinions with reference to this matter. The Gemara actually has, at the end of the third paragraph of Babasa, the Gemara Ches Sabbatim, famous Gemara, the Gemara points out that there was actually a Hatza'ah that they wanted to suggest that we should not eat meat and drink wine the entire year after the Churban HaMikdash. Could we imagine such a state of affairs where one would not have, all the American yeshivot in Eretz Yisrael would close down. But there was such Hatza'ah. The Gemara has the end of the third paragraph of Babasa, the last daf, but not eating meat and drinking wine the entire year because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and only perhaps for Mizbeach is there a heter to go ahead and be makir karbanot and also wine libations, niskeyayin al gabi Mizbeach. Chazal decided that no, this is absolutely impossible, and it's exer sheru avatzi b'chol namabon. Because of that, they didn't institute that kind of minhag. However, the Vilna Gaon points out, the Bi'ur Agro, that's true, the gabi kol shana kula. However, regarding this period of 9 days, it's possible, eshal lachzik ma'amad, it's possible to maintain somehow. In my neighborhood, there's a person. Shalom aleichem, Arenu Rabbeinu. This is my Rebbe Muvok, Rabbi Kunstler, for those who are not zochet to know him. So he is. I don't know how does he function during this period of time without music. The answer is he is a chetza of music. The whole gavra is essentially a musical persona, par excellence, and therefore somehow his entire personality radiates music. You can actually, I just heard the tinkle as soon as he walked in. In my ears. My ears are, I have very dulcet and therefore very sensitive to music and the like. Okay, so the Yaakovin pointed out, Rishonim already say that this Gzera was only relevant during that, the Gemara, the 93rd paragraph about Basra, but during the 9 days it's possible to maintain minimally, and that's what we do. We have this minhag of not eating meat and drinking wine, but as I said, it's not connected to Avela, but certainly it is something which is critical. Okay, let me just be Messiah. By referring to a famous comment of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, he said in the Shur Matzuka, I went to Shur Maria, a Shur Matzuka for 13 years, and I heard Masech Hatzuka for 10 years, and I heard a rumor that the Yeshiva was about to learn Masech Hatzuka, so I was quite happy. Then I also heard they want to learn the from Chofei on, why exactly, I do not know, but anyway, the Yeshiva does a lot of funny things. I think Sukkah begins at the beginning, that Bet Medal, as far as I know. So I plan on doing that, but the rest of the Yeshiva somehow is learning. I think there's a din of Isaac ben Mitzvah in the first mission of Sukkah. There's also Isaac ben Mitzvah, and I don't think he's part of the Mitzvah, but whatever the case is, everyone should be happy. That's the way it goes. Okay, so the Gemara points out, and this is also the end of the third paragraph of Abbas, there's a din called Zechel HaMikdash. You're supposed to do things Zechel HaMikdash. We do many things Zechel HaMikdash, such as the Efer, Tachat Rosh HaChatan, under a chuppah, and also people, Amma al Amma. By the way, I've been in Chutzarts in many houses. Ve'elam ala Amma al Amma. Why not? So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch.
The place in America is the colonists. It's a
chorban. Very safe for the chorban. Okay. I have to be politically correct. Anyway, so the Shuk says 1,000% right. Whatever the case is, hope you heard what I said. Hashem. Anyway, there's a concept called Zecha L'Churban. We do many things Zecha L'Churban. The Gemara points out, actually, in Sukkah, the Gemara says that Tzion hi Dorishen L'Mechal D'Boi Drisha. Tzion requires Drisha. We have to seek out Yerushalayim and seek out the Mokam HaMikdash, etc., etc., and the like. But the Rav Soloveitchik noted that there are really two aspects of Zecha L'Mikdash. One is what he calls Zecha L'Mikdash B'Churbano, and one is Zecha L'Mikdash B'Tifarto. That is to say, according to the Pasuk in Megillas Eicha, it says there in the Megillah, Zachra Yerushalayim, Yimei Anya Umrudeha, Kol Machmudeha Shehoyelam Mekedem. You recall the Pasuk is divided into two. It says, we should remember Yimei Anya Umrudeha, the days of woe, but also Kol Machmudeha Shehoyelam Mekedem, beauty of Yerushalayim, the pageantry of Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Kedushin points out the Yofi of Yerushalayim, the beauty of the city of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a gorgeous, beautiful city. Those who are to live in Yerushalayim, as I mentioned to you earlier, Ashrechem Ashrechelbecha. That you should be blessed. All of us should be blessed. I mean, Hashem, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, but especially those who live in Yerushalayim. So there are two aspects of Yerushalayim we have to remember. One is the Yimei Oni, and two, of course, the Kol Machmudeh Shehoylam Mekedem. Before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we had the Beis HaMikdash B'Tifarto, And now, unfortunately, it's Bechubanom. So if you have a look, I'm sure you have at the keynote of Eicha that we're about to say next week. Halavai, we should be Gonez, the keynote, and Halavai, the Mashiach should come today, Be'ezrat Hashem, and this way we should have Shabbos, okay, but let's say Shabbos, whatever the case is, this way we'll be Zohar to Mashiach, we don't have to worry about the keynote, we'll put them in Geniza. There's a line actually in the keynote that says that very clearly, very explicitly. Whatever the case is, here we have two different types of Zecher Nebigdash. What do I mean by that? It takes the Megillah Daf Chof, it's the famous Kasha, and that is, why is it that some mitzvahs we say, HaRachma Yachzilana Avodas HaMidish Komba. Namely, if you recall the Ashkenazim, not the Sfaradim, but the Ashkenazim, by Sfirat HaOmer, which is Zecher Nebigdash, that's what we say, HaRachma Yachzilana at the end of the Sfira, we want Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it by other mitzvahs we don't do so? So Tetz gives a very cryptic answer, which Rabbi Yochanan Fischel Perelman in his Sefer, Monumental Three Volumes of Rav Sadia Gaon, has many different pshatim in this Tesis of Megillah and Daf Chof. Rav Soloveitchik said the pshat in the Tesis is the following. The Tesis says that there's a distinction between, let's say, Lulav, which is also Zechel Levigdash. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was Mezakeh, even the din of Lulav only applies where? Obviously in Yerushalayim, Usmachtim, Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, 7 days, only Yerushalayim itself. He was Mezakeh in Zechel Levigdash to take it even outside the Migdash 7 days. So that's also Zechel Levigdash. So the question is, why there do we not say Harachamon Yachzilano? The way we say Sfirat HaOmer, whatever, Zechel HaMikdash, we should say Harachamon. So Taisa says, his language is very cryptic, he's Mechala between, he says, between Asiya and Zechira. So somehow when it comes to Lulav, apparently Lulav said Rav Soloveitchik is Asiya. What they did then, we do now. It's exactly the same mitzvah, there's no distinction. The Maisa mitzvah is exactly the same, what they did with Man HaMikdash, what we do today, therefore there's no need to say HaRachamon. Mashenkin, Sfirat HaOmer, we're missing Ikar Chasem and HaSefer, namely, the Torah says, Usfat Elohim Rachat HaShabbat, V'yom HaVeyachem HaSom HaTnuba, Shem HaShabbat Sminus Tiyana, Adem Rachat HaShabbat Zviya, Tizvuch HaVishim Yom, we're missing the Sfirat HaOmer, Ikar Chasem and HaSefer. So because of that, we say HaRachamon Yachzilon, we ask Hashem to restore the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll be zochot to have the mitzvah Bimlo'a. The mitzvah will be fulfilled in its entirely, completely. That's what Tosfos seems to say. The distinction between Asiya, if the mitzvah is exactly the same as a mitzvah, there's no need to say HaRachamon. That's by Lulav. Hashem came by Sfirat HaOmer, where the mitzvah is not exactly the same. So therefore, we in effect, since we're missing something in the mitzvah, that's the reason why we don't say, in the case of Lulav, HaRachamon, but Sfirat HaOmer, we do say it. There's a famous Balamar at the end of Pesach, and the Balamar says, Kasha, why don't we say Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer? The Balamar answers, because the mitzvah is La'ovyan Beit Mikdashenu, because we are in effect in a state of sorrow over the Churban HaMikdash. Therefore, you don't say Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu, we said, Taisa the Brachas, Taisa all of Shas, points out that Shechiyanu is based on Simcha and Hanoah. There's no Simcha, there's no Hanoah, so here we don't have full Simcha, and therefore you don't make Shechiyanu. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to show that there are two dinim in Zechel HaMikdash. One is Zechel HaMikdash B'Tifarto, one is B'Churbano. So the Gemara at the end of Bava Basra, at the end of the third parak, where the Gemara speaks about the Efer or the Amo Al Amo that a person leaves unchiseled in his home, that's based on Zechel HaMikdash. Essentially, what are we doing over there? And under a chuppah, the practice is, Rav Soloveitchik was very machmir about this. He used to spread the ashes all over. I remember once going to a wedding, and he was in Masada Kedushin, and the Chatan clearly had his hair groomed. He must have spent probably, I don't know what it cost to get one's hair groomed. I probably need a haircut right now. But anyway, it must have been $100. So the Rav was looking, examining his hair, tisroke, whatever you call it in English. What are they called? Tisroke, but what's the English word?
Hairdo,
thank you. He was examining his hairdo, and then under the chuppah, the Rav took the ashes and spread it all over and probably destroyed his whole hair. And I saw there was like a gleam in his eye. But he was Mekayim Adin Shalach, also Gemara, the end of the third paragraph of Abbasah. Im Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lashonim Vechikim, Lo Eskerechim, Lo Ali Suayim Oshim Chosi, etc. So that's one din of Zechad HaMikdash. But the other din that the Gemara has, I just mentioned, the Gemara quotes in Sukkah, this Pasuk, the Pasuk that the Navi said, Siyom Nidoh Shein Lo Mechlal Deboi Drisha. And so therefore, the Rav said these are two separate dinim. One is the din of Zechel HaMikdash B'Churbano, one is Zechel HaMikdash B'Tifarto. Okay, I'm not going to go into detail. I'll just end with one thing, and that's something that's on my mind already for many, many years. The notion of, as I said, Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, the Gemara points out that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sin HaSchinah. And there's no question that we need today a lot of Av HaSchinah. It's something which is desperately, sorely needed in the Klal Yisrael. Over the years, thank God I've chilled out a little bit. And even though I have strong positions on many issues, I've learned to be respectful of other people's positions, even though I don't agree with them necessarily. And we know that the Gemara says in Yevamos, the Gemara in the first parak points out that Beis Shammai and Hillel weren't exactly on board with each other. They had differences of opinion in many areas, and yet the Gemara says they're married to each other's families. Could you imagine such a thing taking place? It would require a neis golu, kimat, for such a thing to happen. People disagree with each other and become very vehement about it, almost to the point of being passionate, and passionate in a very torrid fashion, and sometimes in a very tempestuous fashion, without realizing that there's room for different opinions. Chazal, the Gemara said, Kishem Shepatsofeim and Mshavim Kachti Yosem and Ashavos. Different people have different perspectives, different opinions. You have to learn to respect other opinions, other convictions. If they're well-founded or well-grounded, there's no question we have to respect them, even though we don't agree with them. And yet, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Kol Kisvei Kufi Tes, on the basic, the Gemara points out that Lo Chorei Yushalayim, there's a whole list of reasons why Yushalayim was Chorei. One of them is because Lohochichu Zeh Zeh, they didn't give Tochacha to others. But the Gemara in Erechim discusses how to give Tochacha. It has to be given properly. You can't go ahead and expect a person, if you scream at them and the like, and you, shall we say, hurl venom at them and are vindictive and the like, and you are engaging in all kinds of diatribes, you don't expect the person to react in a positive way, because you have to know how to give tochacha and give it properly, give it b'dachi noam. So lo chichu zeh zeh, but there is a din of giving tochacha, but giving it properly, and yet respecting the other person you're giving tochacha to. So too the Gemara says that lochav yishalayim elam biglal hushu katan gadol. Everyone was equal, everyone's the same, not everyone is the same, we're all different. All of us have different talents, all of us have different kochot, all of us, Hashem gave us different attributes that we have to utilize in Mitzvah Hashem L'Shem Shamayim, but we are different from each other. But despite the fact we're different from each other, we have to learn to respect each other and respect other people's positions. As I said, if they're grounded and founded, then there are many different positions, and Shem Shepatzufem and Shem Kach Deotem and Shav. I'll end with a comment I saw from the Merom Yisodah, the Netziv in Yuma Daptes. Actually, I haven't learned anything in a month, so I'm really just a batlan gomel. But here and there I learn. I try to wake up before the morning to learn a little bit. Anyway, otherwise I'm packing boxes all day. That's all I do. My wife says I come to these things in order to escape what I should be doing. Packing boxes. And v'zeh nachon la'mitol shel Torah. That is complete the true statement. So any shiur I'm invited to give, I'm asking. But this time I left. I have three of my married sons are in my house right now. Are doing the packing, and about 9 grandchildren are there as well. Some are destroying the house, and some are actually the younger ones, and the others are, Baruch Hashem, helping, etc., etc. So I appointed others in my stead. I told it to my better half, so, etc. I have shluchim, harvei shluchim lamokom. Anyway, so the Merom Yisodeh, the Netziv, has an unbelievable comment in Yuma Daftes. Now, I haven't seen the comment in probably 45 years, but I saw it 45 years ago. And I'm relatively certain that it's there in the Netziv. You'll check it out. Maybe you'll check it. You'll see if it's there. I think it is there. He said the following. The Gemara said the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of what? Gimel Averis. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Says the Netziv, what? There were no Averis of the first three, shall we say, caliber. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were. There was Gil Arayis, there was Shrichas Dama Benazar. However, Yesh Makom Lahavchin between the two. What is his Havchana? The first Beis HaMikdash, they engaged in Retzach, L'shem Retzach. They were just murderous. Terrible. Murder. Rachmanu Litzlan, to snuff out a human life, Rachmanu Litzlan, God forbid. And we have to recognize the value and how precious of a human being is. Doesn't make a difference whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. We're talking about a life that Hashem Yisbarach created, Atzam Elokim. So they did it L'shem Retzach. However, in the second Mikdash, there the Retzach was done not because of L'shem Retzach. It was done because I disagree with someone. Sinat chinam. So because I don't like your positions, your hashkafa, your philosophy, your ideology of life, I decide I'm going to kill you. That's the best way to, shall we say, handle the fact that someone else has a different hashkafa. So it wasn't done the shame retzach. It was done the shame sinat chinam. Wow, what a statement. So I have been trying to promote the following way of life, which I think is the correct way of life. We should try to learn to respect each other's positions, be sensitive to other people's sensibilities, even though we disagree with them. We don't have to agree with everyone. We have different opinions. As long as they're well-founded, well-grounded, we're entitled to an opinion, etc., but it has to be done properly, and we have to learn to respect each other to the point we can disagree, but disagree b'dachi noam, in a way that shows respect and darach eretz for the other human being. That's not an easy thing to do. I've been working on this matter for the last 44 years of my life. Since I'm married 44 years, Ken Yerbo, and my wife and I don't always agree on everything. That's the understatement of the year. I told my wife recently that when I first got married, I was sure I was right 100% of the time. And now I'm sure that she's right 100% of the time. Maybe 1% I have something to say. So I've learned to appreciate my wife for the last 44 years, and those who are married here, Baruch Hashem, I'm sure they appreciate their wives, and they should continue to do so. Maybe Yasim Shana. You have to learn to somehow try to promote Ava V'Achva V'Shal V'Reyot. Not an easy thing to do, especially for people who come from a background where I come from, where people are fairly certain of the rectitude of their positions, but we have to learn to try our best to be sensitive to other people, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, I think we do so. There's no doubt about it that we can be zochet to even Ben HaMetzarim during this period of time to welcome Halavai Bekar of Mamash Mashiach Tzidkeinu Meher V'Yomeinu Amen. And I just want to again thank you again. Now I have some Svarim here that I have some connection with called Shaila Avi. So I don't know if anyone, there are probably those who didn't get it yet. I may have a few. Do I have a few more in the car?
It looks like there was, yeah.
What?
It looks like there were, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm willing to be nether to, even though I am willing to, the truth is, I have a bit of a problem. I'm trying to promote my next volume. In order to do so, I have to raise money for it. So if you have 50 shekel, I'm only charging 50 shekel. Actually, someone just showed me in the store the other day, it's 79 shekel. I don't want anyone to buy it. If you want to, I want to give it to everyone anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Is it possible you can get the others?
I'm
sorry to bother you, because I don't think a lot of people have it. So I'm willing to give it out, and whatever you can do to help me in terms of promoting the Sefer, I appreciate it, but I hope you have to do something else. You have to send me your ha'aros that you have in the Sefer. Yesh Mal Ha'ir. I already have Rabbi Reese, Yonah Reese. I gave him a copy of the Sefer a week ago. He was in my shul.